Now we're going to take you to a small timber town rodeo in Washington State. In the town of Darrington, the Timber Bowl Rodeo saw some of its largest crowds ever this past weekend. Neighbors gathered at the event to hug, shake hands, and heal up a bit from this year's nearby terrible Oso landslide. Correspondent Anna King was there and has this profile of a young rodeo cowgirl.
Alexis Blakey knows nearly everyone here. She's 20, and today is her hometown rodeo. She's working on achieving her pro rodeo status for barrel racing, and Alexis wants this win.
All right, I think we're ready to go with our first barrel racing.
Alexis Blakey.
The goal is to run a cloverleaf pattern around three barrels as fast as possible. Alexis urges Tax into the arena. Tax is her bay-colored gelding. The crowd hushes as Alexis lopes the thoroughbred into starting position through the deep sand. Then she wheels his head toward the first barrel and squeezes her legs into his sides. Tax explodes across the start. It's here, in this moment, in this short ride, she can forget what happened the morning of March 22nd. The Oso native says the terrible landslide that made her town infamous is branded on her brain. She was at these same rodeo grounds that day when she saw ambulance after ambulance headed for nearby Oso.
I don't know. We were all just kind of like, what is going on? Like, is this really happening right now?
A man came to the rodeo grounds that day with a trailer full of horses and was crying. He told her three more horses were on the east side of the slide where the river water was backing up, and he couldn't catch them. He worried the horses would drown. Alexis loaded up into the man's truck to get them. The water was backing up over the road, and it was closed.
It was kind of scary because, like, the water was, like, you know, halfway up the side of his truck, even though he had these big, you know, swamper tires on it.
Alexis and another woman caught the horses in the dark, then rode them bareback with just halters. They crossed horse belly-deep rushing water.
That was kind of scary because I didn't know the water was all murky. I didn't know if it was washing out the driveway underneath us and stuff.
They managed to get all to safety. Alexis says at this rodeo, it's good to remember, but it's also good to forget for a while. These two sunny days under White Horse Mountain give them permission to move forward with life and a bit of joy. At the race, Alexis and Tax are turning so close the barrels nearly tip over. Tax explodes off the second barrel, rearing toward the third turn. Once they clear the last barrel, they run. The announcer yells, "Darrington, help her home."
All right, she set the bar to me.
Alexis runs a fast 18.503. Times are still tough in Oso and Darrington. Most of the lumber mills are closed. More neighbors moved away after the slide. But she says they did what they had to help their own.
I always thought that we had the greatest community, and now I feel like the rest of the world knows that too.
And running these barrels with Tax is good medicine. Alexis says then there's only her breath, her horse, and her quick turns ahead. Somewhere in the middle of that rodeo arena and her 18-second ride, the Oso landslide eats dust. I'm Anna King, outside of Darrington, Washington.
I lie face to face with death. I won't fear the darkness in the grasp of my last breath. I climb that